Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there.
We know when we click Amazon ordering that package, we subconsciously and consciously have a knowing that, oh, it's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it with our higher power or within ourselves that we're like, ooh, I don't know?
Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 22. Today is Monday, June 12th, as I'm recording this. I am so freaking excited for today. I am really, really excited. I actually couldn't help but laugh because it is no coincidence that I am bringing in this amazing guest with me today on an angel number episode, right? Like the twos. There's no coincidence there, which by the way, for me means abundance is coming our way. So I love that. You got to love that. If you haven't listened to episode 20 yet, I highly recommend heading back to listen to it. In that episode, I talked about my path of learning to listen to my intuition and trusting the universe. I also talked about learning how to identify messages behind angel numbers and signs from the universe, and how I more recently started to get in touch with my spirit guides and how that has just changed so much for me. So I had mentioned in that episode that I had worked with a medium where I connected with my spirit guides for the first time ever. And it was truly the most magical experience ever. I get a little choked up every time I think about it because it truly, truly was just the most amazing experience. And after that episode, I heard from so many of you that you wanted her to come on here as a guest. And so I just had to make it happen. So I am so glad she said yes. And I am beyond excited to introduce this beautiful soul to you, Jen Tilton, to the podcast today. So Jen is a pastry chef, a medium, and a spiritual mentor. Can we just take a moment here? Because chef and spiritual mentor, like spiritual advisor, like that's a vibe right there. You are my people. Everybody knows I love food and I am just so into just tapping into intuition and manifestation and mindset and just being more spiritual. That has definitely been part of my journey lately. And I just love it. So I'm so happy that we have connected. And I actually heard about Jen through my business mentor and also a dear mutual friend of ours. And they were talking about their experiences with Jen when I was on my retreat back in February when I was in Austin. And I knew in that moment that this was something I just had to experience for myself. So Jen, welcome, welcome. I am so happy to have you on here with me today. And let's just get this party started. I'm really excited.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be on here and to share some cool stuff and inspire, hopefully, some of your viewers. And let it just let it touch one person, right? That's always my mindset. It's one person.
Yeah, exactly. I say the same thing all the time. If I can just touch one person's life with something that we said, right? In every episode, it's just so meant to be. And I feel like that these episodes come together for that reason. Even when I recorded episode 20, I had said I was really, really hesitant to record that and to share all that because you think, what are people going to think? Are they into that? Are they not? And then you sit back and you think, no, if it's in me, it's for me, right? If I'm thinking about it, then there is somebody else out there that needs to hear this. And I know that, you know, our conversation today and our chat today and your messages and everything will touch so many lives. So I am so excited to have you on.
I'm super excited. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's start off by learning a little bit about you. Everybody's going to want to know about you first. So tell us where you're from, what you do, anything you want to share so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. All right. So I am Michigan born and raised, and I am right now residing near Ann Arbor, Whitmer Lake area, and I am a Leo, so if you're in astrology, right? As you mentioned, baking and medium, spiritual advisor, that has been just a combination of my gifts, just all in one little heading, right? But baking professionally over 17 years, and that has been a really nice blessing and just years of experience and industry knowledge and experience just right there and meeting new people. And as far as the mediumship part of it, I've had it since the age of 5, but within the last 2 years, I really just learned how to use it and be intentional with it and understand it to its full capacity and really make a decision to know like what I wanted to do with it. How do I want to use it? And it took me months and months to figure that out. But it was a journey, the gift of mediumship too. So
Right. And I want to talk about that. I want to get more into that. That's definitely something that I know that I want to hear more about. So did you go to school for food, like to be a pastry?
I did baking and pastry. I got my certification in that. I didn't want to do culinary because I was like, I don't want to do the nightlife and be up all night and work in kitchens. Jokes on me, because when you get in, out of the, it doesn't matter in the food world, you're at nights and weekends, you're on when everybody's off. So on me, but no, baking and pastry degree certified in that. And then I have my small business management degree as well.
That's awesome. And is it my understanding that you do mostly vegan, gluten-free desserts?
I do array of stuff. So most of my years are just traditional baking, nothing gluten-free, vegan. I'm known for my soft pretzels, which is a family recipe that we've had over 50 years. Yes. So that is something near and dear to my heart. But I'm also known for my gluten-free vegan chocolate chip cookies. So I have now taken my knowledge of what I've been doing for years and converting it, my same recipe, and just converting it all gluten-free and vegan. And just understanding like easier, faster ways and not researching again, like just using what I have and just using that education forward.
I love it. I love it. And that I wish you lived closer and I could come to all of your events so I could try all of your goodies.
They always have to ship you some.
Okay. I'm in. You can ship me some. Okay. So take us back to the mediumship. Let's talk about that. Take us back to when you realized, because I know you said earlier that it was around the age of 5, like that you realized you had it. So take us back to that time. Like, how did you know that you had this gift of mediumship? How did it come up? How did you, was it hard to trust it? Because I know that can be, trust can be a hard thing for a lot of people. And when did you decide to just surrender to it?
My goodness, let's unpack some of that. So let's be clear across the board. I didn't know I had the gift of mediumship until 2 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
So what I saw at age five, I just saw and talked. So I didn't know. Some of it freaked me out so much that I actually subconsciously closed it down. It was until I was 18, well, around graduating high school summer, my best friend had passed away. We had walked together down for graduation. And that summer he passed away. Well, he came to me that night and we're like having a full dream. And I'm like talking to him. He's like, Jen, I'm coming to you to tell you, like, tell everybody I'm fine. Tell everyone I'm great. Just please let them know. And I was like, what is going on? Well, I wake up that next morning and lo and behold, I woke up to a phone call saying my friend had passed away. That same friend that came to me.
You hadn't known before the dream.
No, wow. I did not know at all.
Full body chills.
I know. So I was like, what in the world? So in that moment, I was like, no one's going to understand me. No one's going to get it. And mind you, I've already felt that way since I was age five, right?
Yeah.
Not that my parents didn't understand. They just were just like, yeah, it's imaginary friend. Like just like passing it off. But from that point on, throughout those years, up until 2 years ago, I would have people come to me that I knew that had passed. And I would wake up the next morning feeling compelled to be like, I need to reach out to them, let them know that I got this message. And they were messages like that. So I would just feel compelled to share. And every time I did that, it was the synchronicity and full circle of, I was just up last night crying. It was just their birthday. Or I was really wanting to hear from them. Or like, it felt so good to share it, but I never knew what I was doing. And it wasn't like it was every day, multiple times during a week. It wasn't like that. It was like, probably like once or twice a month, maybe, I guess if I had to put a number to it. And it was until I had my older sister had an appointment with a lady who's a spiritual worker. I didn't really understand what she did at the time. My sister had was going to cancel her appointment. She said, Jen, can you take my appointment? It's paid for. Just show up. And I'm like, all right. So it was an hour away. So I'm like, all right, I just got to make the drive. Show up there. She's like telling me, like just working on some things that came up. And at the end of the session, she goes, hey, I think this would be a good weekend for you to check out. And it was a weekend of learning about mediumship. Mind you, she didn't tell me I had this gift. Wow. So she was like, hey, would you be interested in going to this weekend? I think it'll be beneficial for you. I no more show up and I'm like channeling the first class. It was just a 3-day thing. Yeah. And it was from that moment on, it was like the floodgates opened up again. So. Then it was then that I truly understood what I was actually experiencing, but also understanding.
Right, right. So it's almost like somebody said to you, like, this is for you. And you didn't even really realize it, but it was that little push that you needed during that class for everything to really open up for you.
Yeah, I don't think in that session that I had with her, because that was my first session with her, there's no way she could have told me that, hey, you have the gift of mediumship, go to this weekend.
Right.
I think it was a matter of her just like, how about you try this? And I did.
Yeah, right. Like, just like this is coming to me and I need to tell you this. I don't know why. And
it just kind of like hands folded together, like it made sense.
Yeah.
But it also conflicted a lot of my faith journey. Like I always reside as a Christian. So I had to dig deeper with that too. Like, how does that even make sense with my faith? And like I said, there was some time that I had to like really digest and understand what I wanted to do and how does this work?
Right, right. Yeah. And it must have been like this mixed feeling of it being scary and confusing, yet exciting and like all the things at the same time, right?
100%. Especially because I was already watching the Tyler Henry, Teresa, and the John Michael. Like, I was already watching these shows and I've always sat in awe, like, how do they do that? Not realizing that I had this gift within me, right?
Right. So was it during that class that you went to that sort of you surrendered to the fact that you did have this gift?
No.
No?
I was not surrendered then. I think it was more or less understanding what was happening. And just like in motion.
Yeah.
It was only then when I came back from that weekend that I sat with all this information, because I started getting messages from my dad and my sister and my niece in that whole weekend. And honestly, I really had to sit with that. It was until after the weekend and that I really kind of like really went deeper with it.
Yeah.
And really understood how if I wanted to move forward with it, because it brought me joy doing it. It was like giving up to my family, and it was like such a good experience, right?
It
was so conflicted, because it was like, are we going to believe me?
And when you went to people, like when you had these, when you had people coming to you and you had these messages for other people, like how did most of the people take it? Were they open to it? Were there some people that were like, Jen?
That's a great question. I actually considered reflecting back on that. And now that you're asking that question,
it didn't even cross my mind.
I just did it.
Yeah, you just did it.
And they were just like, wow, that was weird. Like, I was just thinking, like I said, the synchronicities that came out of it. I was just up last night crying because it was their birthday and I just wanted to hear from them. And now you're calling me.
Yeah.
It was that, because I didn't have to, I feel like I didn't identify to anything and they didn't look at me as that.
Right.
So they looked at a weird, that's odd.
Yeah.
But I really needed it.
Right. Because there's no coincidences in life. It's like when you have that random like thought of, I need to text this friend, or you hear a song that reminds you of somebody or an event that happened in your life or something like that, right? And it always feels like in that moment, you needed it in that moment, or that person needed it in that moment, or whatever it is. And it's really that, like, really trusting that there are signs and synchronicities that come to us in life, right? And until we start to be more really fully aware and open to it, like a lot of people, I think, just don't notice it, right? Like they're not paying attention. They don't notice it. They're just going about life as normal, when really, like, probably everybody has signs coming to them. Everybody does have signs coming to them at all times, right? Yes. And it's whether or not we're being open to seeing them come in, right? And
I don't know if it's even open, because I don't think the consciousness is even awoke.
Mm.
You have to be consciously aware for you to understand that there are signs, right?
Yeah.
But if you're just, my friend calls it like we're all zombies. We're all sleeping and walking through life.
Yes. Yes.
And that's like the perfect analogy. Like you're just not awoke.
Right.
It's until someone passes. And then let's say you see whatever that sign is. You're like, gosh, that reminds me of my grandma. It's only then the connection can start to be awoken. Because outside of that, and even so, here's another great example. You could be awoke, meaning I just want to hear from them. I so badly want to hear from them. Why aren't they showing up? Why am I not receiving anything? My explanation to that is that you're so hyper-focused on a certain way of how it's going to come that you do miss everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to come in a dream and that's all that you're focused about. But little do you realize they're dropping all these other droplets around, right? That you're not even like noticing.
Right.
So if we can actually take a step back and just open ourselves and just open that door to be like, I want anything.
Right. Right. And not know the how, the when, the where, anything like that, right? Like the who, like just anything. And just know that it's there and there's possibilities around us everywhere.
And I think that's a great reminder too, for what's on our heart's desire, right? For the things that we want to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to know the how, right? We just have to open the door to be like, I'm ready for it. Like the Amazon driver. We know when we click Amazon ordering that package, we subconsciously and consciously have a knowing that, oh, it's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it with our higher power or within ourselves that we're like, ooh, I don't know.
I love that.
How is it going to come though, right?
Yeah. We know. We expect it. It's going to come, right?
Yes.
We don't know what time he's coming, but we know he's going to come.
It's just that you hit finalize order, right? Complete order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just it. Complete the order. Like, I just want to receive something from them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That is the perfect analogy. And I think too, like that just goes into like there's a lot of us out there. Like I know for myself, like I feel like I've always had somewhat of an intuitive gift. Like I've always just felt intuitive. I feel things, I know things, I can't explain why. And I think it's definitely been more recently that I've been like more allowing, right? Rather than open, just like allowing things to come to me and allowing things to happen. But there's so many people that just, they feel like, oh, I don't have intuition. I don't have good intuition. I don't know anything. I can't do that. What would be your best advice for someone like who wants to tap into their intuition more, or that allowing, like allowing more things to come to them, more signs, more synchronicities and things like that to come from them, come to them? Like what would be your best advice for people to be able to do that?
Honestly, it all starts with, we all have gifts. I'm not the only one. You're not the only one. We all have them. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of how we want to kind of, again, be open to see what one we have, but also it starts with that feeling. Like you had a feeling like you should be doing this.
Right.
You had that little nudge, and sometimes it's just our brain, ego, will justify it. And you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Right. Mm-hmm. But that feeling came first for intuition. When you see that bluebird, that is the sign. That was that feeling of, there it is. Mm-hmm. I know that has a meaning. I don't know why I have this feeling, but I have it. That's your mm-hmm. intuition. And then that is like really the gut. And they always say, be focused on that, right? That feeling. When you want the signs or specific signs, you're creating a better conversation with your guides and loved ones. Mm-hmm. So should I apply for that job? Show me a bluebird within, and they always usually give you 24 to 48 hours mm-hmm. for a specific sign. So if you see that bluebird in the 24, 48 hours, that right there is going to be your confirmation. That is the beginning of communicating with your loved ones and your spirit guides. Mm-hmm. The tricky part is when that happens, our ego, our mind is going to be like, mm-hmm. oh, wait. I don't know if that was really the sign, because that came like at hour 42. So I don't know. Right.
Right.
And that's not it. It came.
Right. Yeah. And then also to realize like you might not get the answer that you wanted or expected. Right. And then after that, can you trust that answer? And I know, like I've mentioned in my last podcast, like I've started to play with that. Like we're talking about actually the podcast. That was my big question at the time, was like, should I continue this podcast? Of course I am here still doing it. So the answer was yes. But that was one of the questions that I asked my guides. I said, it was the butterfly. Show me a white butterfly. I think it was my first time. So I had said by the end of the weekend, which I was like, next time I'm doing 24 hours.
Yeah. When you go to bed, usually you just say, for me, I always say, thanks for handling this for me. What can you show me in alignment with what's going on?
Right.
Right. Or be specific, like I said. But yeah, that exact thing. But usually 24, 48 hours, there has to be yes or no questions for 28, 48 hours.
Right. Right. And I had asked, should I show me a white butterfly if I should continue doing this podcast? And I remember the next day, my daughter and I went shopping and we were walking down an aisle and all of a sudden, like there was a towel, a blue towel with white butterflies all over it. But again, like you said, your ego takes over, right? Like I pulled out the towel and I was like, Emma, oh my God, here's the butterflies. This is my sign. This is what I asked for. And then I was like, well, wait a minute. Is this real? Right? We do that questioning. And I think for a lot of people, it's learning to be like, no, this is the sign that I asked for. I need to listen to this. And if I keep listening to what my gut is telling me and what the signs are showing me, like, how is life going to be? How magical is it going to be if I can ask these questions and ask my guides for support and guidance and actually use the answers that I am given, right? And not continue to question like over and over and over again, because we're not going to build our intuition if we keep questioning and not listening to the signs and the gut feelings that we're getting, right?
At some point, you're going to have to make that leap. Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming to a point where they're going to be like, I'm done for you questioning this. You're going to believe it or not. And I'm going to stop and I'm going to go silent. And that's what happened. Like with my mom is like one of my main guides. And my mom does that to me sometimes. She'll just walk away. And I'm like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I'm not done here. Can you finish out this for me? I really need to know. And there's that part of what's this, again, I think the trust is like ourselves. We're trusting our capability of being able to receive. There's no, we're really building that trust within ourselves that we are capable and that we can receive and that it is within us.
Right.
Again, if you're a walking zombie kind of thing, like you're not going to have be thinking about any of this. So it's on your heart, like you originally said, it's there and it's on your heart for a reason.
Right.
And that's just opening that door to receive.
Right, right. And not allowing that ego to take over, because mine did in that moment, which is why the next week when I had talked to you, I'm like, I want to ask whether or not I should continue the podcast. And it was my grandmother that was like, the answer is yes. And it was almost like that. You can stop asking now. Like, you've asked enough. You don't need to keep asking. So I love that. I love that so much. And I think, like you're saying, like, it's a lot of people are just walking around and just, like you said, zombies, and not noticing everything that's around them, right? Because we're busy, we're running around, we have this, we that, we the other thing. And like, we're just not paying attention to being present, right? Of everything that's around us, like absolutely everything. Like I always tell people, like, go for a walk. And instead of listening to a podcast or leaving messages or checking your emails while you're walking, can you just walk around and just look and see what's around you and have gratitude for every little thing you're seeing around you? The birds, the trees, the feeling of the wind, the like the blue skies, like absolutely everything. And just try to teach yourself to be present in the moment, because I think that's really hard, right? It's hard for all of us.
I was going to say, yeah, because that walk is going to just allow you to be present, right? Mm-hmm. And we're on autopilot. We're checking our phones, doing this, doing that. It can be autopilot sometimes. And that walk, like you were saying, is showing the gratitude. I get to be outside and walking. We forget that that's a privilege.
Right.
We're in a society where we can walk out freely, where we feel comfortable. There's some people that don't have that opportunity and they don't feel safe in the community. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes too, it's also looking at it as just that in itself. That's a blessing that we can have that opportunity too.
Right.
Like really get to the basics of it. Because there's people that can't even walk outside their homes because of something, the fear that they have that if they do.
Right.
And I think sometimes that's a great reminder. Just that walk is so simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So, okay. I know a lot of my listeners are wondering, like, what happens in a session, right? What even happens? So when someone does a session for you, can you explain to us like how it works, what they can expect? Should they be doing something to prepare themselves to come into a session? Because I know for me, like when I'm going to ask my, and when I'm going to try to connect to my guides and ask my guides, and this is something I learned even a little bit before I came into my session with you. When I came, you were the first one that I have ever spoken to about connecting with guides. So it was all brand new to me. But at the same time, I've been on this journey and I took a little time to get myself into a good state and like things like that. So I'm curious, like, what do you recommend for people who are going to come into the session to get ready for a session, or should they just come in and just be open? And then what would they expect, or what should they expect when they come into a session, and how does it all work?
Yeah. So I always, first and foremost, like for a reading, you obviously feel pulled for a reading, right? Mm-hmm. And let's start with the basic part. When you have that feeling, I always ask everyone to come with an open heart and ready to receive. And that means any doubt or, I mean, it's, you can have some, being skeptical, like that's natural, right? But if it's to the point where you're like, no, I'm just going to see if she's actually legit, you're already closed off. I use the open door analogy. You see a door, it's closed. You can get some stuff can go through the cracks of the door underneath and through the sides, just like a cool breeze through the door if it's not sealed right. But if you open the door fully, you allow anything to come through. That means there's no limitations in the way. There's no fear. There's not really any doubt. You can have some of those things, but it can't outweigh how much the door is open.
Right.
If you feel like you're more fear-driven and doubt-driven and you only got a quarter of the door open, your loved ones, I can only bring you so much, right? Mm-hmm. I can't go through the door, a crack of it, right?
Right.
And That's the first and foremost biggest thing for me. And I always say follow that feeling too about who you feel pulled to have the reading with. There's a lot of readers out there, but for me, I feel like if you feel pulled to me, follow that. But if you don't, again, follow that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's like the starter part of it. So how I do my readings are, I say they're a little different. I know you, thank you for letting me be your first one. Typically, as you, Tyler and Teresa's, they go into a lot of the past to acknowledge who that person is and things that they did and what they wore and whatever. Mm-hmm. And they take ownership in some of the moments of their life too. For me, I get to acknowledge who comes through, and I more so wanted to hear what do they want to say as far as giving you like a little something for your soul to help you on your next step in life.
Right.
But that was part of my boundaries when I stepped into this gift. I don't really want to know about your past, like what they did in detail and what they did for their jobs. And sometimes that will come through. But for me, my heart is that A, I have the highest intention out of love and light. And what that means is that I'm surrounding us with pure love and light. And I don't leave room for darkness to come through. And I just allow exactly what you needed for this moment. So they're going to be a little different than probably some others. But I really think that's what you need the most. Yeah. I don't think you need confirmation about he wore a plaid shirt.
Right, right. And I think too that that brings some safety and security for people coming into a reading who maybe have never done it before and maybe a little bit nervous about what might come up. But you're bringing everybody in this like this feeling of just like love, right? And so they can be rest assured that that's what they're going to get, right? They're going to get what comes through that is good and light and love and just all the good things.
Yeah. And honestly, and most times, like sometimes I'll ask them if we're in a session, I'll ask them like, well, what's really going on? Like, how can we go deeper with it? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll tell me, you don't need to know. And I'm always reminded then in that reading, oh, you're right. I don't need to know. So sometimes I'm saying stuff and I have no clue how it relates or how it even makes sense, but it just, it's not for me anyway. So that's part of it too. I don't remember anyone's reading. So thankfully we have Zoom. I do Zoom for my readings. So I record them, but I don't remember a lot. So, so that's also the reassurance for me that, that they've received the message. It was not for me to hold on to.
Right. Right. And I remember even in our second session, you had said to me, like, I don't remember anything that happened in our first session. So,
and I was nervous too, because I'm like, oh gosh. And I don't go back to recordings either. I'm going to be totally transparent. I don't even go back to recordings.
And I think that's like, amazing.
I don't know. I just feel like it's just a lot of work and energy that, and let me acknowledge, I'm taking away the trust factor. It's not me.
Right.
I'm just the vessel. Right.
Right. Right. And that's what I was going to say too, is I think it's amazing that you don't go back to recordings or don't remember, because it's all just exactly what's supposed to be coming through that day. Right.
Yes.
And it's like just trusting what's coming through that day and not having to rehash other stuff or go back to other things, but just knowing in this moment, this is what is meant for you.
Absolutely. Even in the first reading, if you guys come with like a list of questions, like I'm happily addressing those questions. If they don't get addressed before we get to that part near the end of the reading, I'll address. Because I always say you get what you want or you'll get what you need, but not always what you want. But I always say, I always like to end with, but I do leave room for what you want. Right. So the question part at the end.
Right, right. And I know in that first session as well, for me, if people are wondering, like, I had no idea what I was doing. So I didn't go in with questions. Like I just went in, like you said, with just an open mind and open heart and just, I just wanted to see what was going to come through. And I think once you're in the session and your guides do come through and you see who they are and you hear who they are, it's like it all just naturally flows. And like you said, you get exactly what you are meant to get and exactly what you need. I left that first session like just in awe. I was excited. I was crying. I was like doing all the things, right? And so, but it was exactly what I needed. And just that reassurance that we do have people watching over us and we do have guides and we are protected and the universe does have our back. And like, we do have this gift of being able to connect to them and get the answers that we need. And I just think it's so beautiful. I think it's so, it's such a beautiful experience. And I think it's incredible that we have people like you who we can channel through and help us and guide us and make us feel safe in these sessions and just really help us.
It is a true honor. It's a privilege. Like, I don't take ownership for this. I just take ownership for the part that my heart and gratitude is that I can be this vessel and that I allow room and making sure I'm good for every reading to just clear whatever I need to clear so that you guys can receive what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's ultimately the main priority in my eyes.
Yeah.
The bonus stuff is cool. Like, what kind of cake did grandma make? Or all that stuff is bonus. But truly, at the end of the day, you need some reassurance, but I don't think you need that kind.
No. And I will say too, like, I know for me, like, that didn't even cross my mind. Like, that piece, like, asking questions like that for me didn't even cross my mind at all because, and maybe it's because I already had this trust in all of this. Like, it's not a whole new world to me. But I think once you're in a session, like, you realize, like, you really don't need that. Like, you get that feeling. Like, you get that feeling in your soul that, like, the connection is there. Right. Yeah. And I know in my second session, I went in and I did ask specific questions. I'm like, I have specific questions. And I think for me, it was that, like, working on trying to connect myself and wanting that reassurance of, am I really doing it? And that trust, is this real? And of course, all the answers came through the same way as when I was doing it on my own. And so, yeah, you're going to have times where you need some sort of reassurance of some things, but it's truly, truly incredible what we're able to do.
And I think it's important to say, like, because I do those integrated, like, sessions. Right. And the integration is just, you need to come with questions because now you're going a little deeper.
Right. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So after the first read, it's like I give you this information, whatever is going to come through. And sometimes you're going to be like, wait a minute, I want to, whether it's 30 days that go by or however long, for you to rebook, it's going to be a little deeper in the sense, like, I want to go deeper with this. What direction is it really that I need to go? And like you had questions. Like, right. let that now's the time to address it.
Right.
Let's go a little deeper. Because the first session is really not in that deep of a sense of getting to the nitty gritty deep.
Right.
But these integrated sessions will allow you to sit and work through what you got and keep chugging along, but also have an opportunity to be like, you know what, I need to revisit this. And sometimes I'll give you guys suggestions where it's like, hey, have you done breath work before? Mm-hmm. Hey, have you done, what about that writing it all out and burning that paper? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you will do that. And you'll be like, man, Jen, I did that. And I just need to know what else I need to do next.
Right.
Because that actually relieved a part of me. And that actually worked.
Right.
So again, it's a giving credit to your loved ones, but it's still like just that opportunity to check back in. Mm-hmm. I need to work through it. And you do need reassurance because even I consider myself still really new. Mm-hmm. There's still so much to learn and grow. Right. So I think it's that integration just gives you that flexibility to just, all right, I got more questions.
Right.
What about this?
Yeah. That was it for me. It was after that first session, I was like, okay, time to get deeper. And even now I'm like, okay, I'm going to be calling Jen again for another session because it's time to get deeper. Because you do, it's pretty amazing because especially if you have something just specific that you're working through or that you're working on or you need clarification on, you can step back and you can take time to really integrate what you talked about in a session. Then all of a sudden you come up with all of these other questions and then you can come back and say, okay, like now I want to go deeper into XYZ. And so it's pretty amazing like that. And it's just so incredible how we get to tap back into our guides to say, I need help. I need guidance. I need support. And just be able to trust, again, everything that's coming.
Because it is on its way. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't exactly work out exactly how you picture it, I guess it wasn't in alignment with you. But,
right.
And that's okay.
Right. Can we trust that when we think things are supposed to go a certain way and they don't, can we trust that that wasn't meant to be? Right. And that something better is coming, or it's going to come in a different way, or like it's not the time yet, but it is coming eventually. There's just so many
possibilities. And that's hard to work through too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's hard. Just on a human level, that's hard. Something that, especially just infertility. Like I look at some of these stories and I'm like, gosh, but sometimes I think it's that journey to understand, like for myself, it's marriage, right? Finding that right partner. Mm-hmm. It's that letting go and trusting. Jen, do you fully love yourself for this right mm-hmm. person to come in? Mm-hmm. Just that in itself. I don't know about anything about infertility, but I'm just talking about for myself.
Yeah.
I love myself exactly the way I want to be loved. Mm-hmm. Because no one can come in to love me if I don't even know where to start.
Right. If we don't love ourselves first.
But so, yeah. And so much you want that person, you're like grasping on it so tight that you forget to realize that sometimes, and that was my reality wake up call. Like, Jen, mm-hmm. you don't really truly love yourself the way that you would want to be loved. And there's parts that I'm still discovering for that too. So I think that's another key component in that process.
Yeah. And I think that also goes back to thinking that we have to have things in our lives to feel a certain way. Like we have to have that partner to feel loved. We have to have the successful business to feel worthy. Like we have to have all this stuff. Can we allow ourselves to love ourselves now? Can we allow ourselves to feel worthy now? Can we allow ourselves to feel safe now? Because the more that we allow ourselves again to feel those feelings now and to find ways to feel those feelings now, like that's how we're going to call in what we desire in life.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, this was such an amazing conversation. I so appreciate you. Is there anything else we missed or anything else you want to say? And then we'll quickly get into it. People can find you and all that. But do you have any other words of wisdom?
I do want to add a little bit more to this goodness and let you guys know that I am working on, with my baking, bringing the connection with spirituality with food. So understanding that the food that we eat carries some really cool properties, and understanding subconsciously why we're pulled to certain things. Mm-hmm. And a great example of that would be like the chocolate chip cookie. And I find a lot of people enjoy the chocolate chip cookie. And as I was reading about and learning about these ingredients and what goes in it, I'm sitting there and I'm like, the two main properties that we keep repeating were love and happiness. Isn't it wild that I could probably make a general statement to say that subconsciously we all look for love and happiness without sight of ourselves. So when we do eat a good chocolate chip cookie, it's just that hits home, like that feels right. Love and happiness. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I feel like eventually this is going to be a whole new podcast discussion that we have to have. You know how much I love food. Like I love food. I'm a foodie.
Food is a language.
Right. Food is a language. And I love that. So, oh my goodness, we're going to have to talk about that more. I think that's
so much more I'm learning, but that is something that I'm integrating my baking with my mediumship in that way.
Yeah.
One of many ways, but
yeah. And I do feel like when you do eat certain foods, like you feel some type of way, right? When you eat certain things. So, there is a connection there. There's a connection with everything, right? With everything. And once you learn that and once you're open to that, life is magical.
100%. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And who would have thought that connection? And I've always been a person that with food, it's always been a highlight for me as a kid. And it's always felt. and to now like figure out and read and learn, it's like, this is wild.
Yeah. So tell us how everybody can get in touch with you, follow you. How can they book a reading? Anything like that? Because you know that they're going to be coming to you.
All right. The Channeled Baker. Mm-hmm. That's website, www.channeledbaker.com. And I'm on social media, The Channeled Baker, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. And I'm trying to think, what else am I missing? I do have a somewhat of a YouTube page, but it's not like fully developed, but I got some stuff on there about my mediumship if you want to learn a bit more. And my website also has a good facts and question and answer page that can help you read and understand it too.
Awesome.
And you can book a reading through there and everything.
Awesome. And we're going to make sure we have all the links to everything in the show notes. So everyone's going to have easy access to you. And I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming on here today and chatting with me. Like I love having special guests on here, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. It's been so wonderful.
I am so excited and just to be asked, right, to have this opportunity. So first and foremost, thank you for creating the podcast, but also following that and inviting people and having continued conversations to do your part, your light. We're all lights, right? We're not completely dimmed, but I want to continue to empower you to do this and keep the conversations going and bring an awareness for people to be like, huh, I didn't think about that. Right.
Bringing awareness is so key. And I think a lot of people, like I said, in a couple episodes ago, I said, a lot of people like are curious, right? They're curious and, but also maybe a little skeptical, maybe they're not sure, or maybe they don't know where to begin. And they're like, where do I even start with something like that? But I know there's a lot of people out there who desire this in their life, and they desire this connection, and they desire more spirituality, and they desire just all the goodness that life has to offer us. And it's like, how do we get it, right? Like, how do we tap into it, and how do we bring it into our life and just let it all in, right? And so this is an amazing way that we can do that.
This is so cool. Thank you again. Such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just to end before we hop off, a quick little heads up to my listeners. There will be one more podcast coming in season two. And then I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break for the summer and spending all the time in the world with my family, which is going to be so great. And so I will be back in September. So stay tuned. And then I love you all so much. Thank you again, Jen, for coming on here today. I appreciate you so much. And I hope this episode inspired all of you and served all of you. And I look forward to chatting with you on the next episode. Thanks again, Jen.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.